looking at the rise of young investors, have you noticed an increase in young clients within your business?
Yeah, absolutely. I think young Australians are definitely keen to, get into the market and make sure that they're not going to miss out. I mean, they're obviously seeing a lot of increase in both the property market and the share market over the last 12 months with everything that's been happening, and they're keen to get involved, especially those that have managed to stay employed during this period and have got good incomes and good disposable incomes. And I think young people are becoming more aware that they really need to get their foot in the door and actually be in it so that they can actually make sure that they're, you know, preparing themselves for their future, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
Have you spoken to many of them about their reasoning for entering the market now?
Look, I think that there's a lot of reasons. I think that people that have managed to maintain their employment during COVID do have more disposable income, and that's not only because they've maintained their income levels, but a lot of people have had reduced living expenses during COVID, so they haven't been going out as much, they haven't been able to travel, so they have been able to save more money, which is great. So obviously with being able to save that money, they do want to invest that and help that to grow. There's also a lot of government incentives at the moment for first home buyers. So there's a lot of grants and other programs available which enables people to get into the property market earlier than they would have been able to and avoid expensive fees like lender's mortgage insurance. That's obviously also driving demand for young people wanting to actually get their first property, which is fantastic. So I think that those things really have combined to really, you know, supercharge young people getting into the market and wanting to actually get their foot in the door and grow their investments. Mm. I also think that maybe there's a bit more awareness that, you know, the government may not be able to support retirement and support, the pension as it currently does for the young generation. And it's very important that young people be aware that, you know, the pension that we know of today in the current form that it is may not be available for young Australians who are currently studying. So they're going to really need to step up and be able to fund their own retirement and be self-supporting. And I think more young Australians are wanting to do that, which is fantastic as well.
When it comes to investment risks, I mean, just how real are the risks that are kind of involved in investment, and is that a sort of cause for trepidation?
Look, every investment vehicle comes with associated risks. So the most important thing is that before you do invest, that you do understand what risks are associated and that you also understand how to mitigate those risks. I mean, with any type of investment, there is a safer path and there is a riskier path. So I think that it's really important for young investors to actually pursue a safer path and learn how to mitigate their risks. So say, for example, with property investments, you do have risks that, you have risks that the tenant might damage the property, or you have risks that interest rates might go up, things like that. But those are risks that you can protect. You can protect yourself against interest rates rising with fixed interest rates. You can protect yourself against, you know, tenants doing a runner or doing damage with good landlord's insurance. So there is risk associated with every investment vehicle, but there is also ways to mitigate those risks. And if you're looking at your investment path as a long-term strategy, and when I say long-term, you should have at least a 10 to 15-year horizon as the minimum investment time frame, then what you find is that you are able to mitigate those risks over that time period. If you want to be more of a speculative investor and get in and out and buy and sell quickly, the risks are a lot greater, and you're much more likely to lose money. So we always encourage young investors in particular that are lacking that experience in investing to really go down a path where, firstly, they understand the risks involved. Secondly, they've been able to mitigate all of those risks to ensure that it is a safe investment path for them and that they actually are setting themselves up for success for a long-term investment strategy that's going to help them rather than a get-rich-quick scheme. I'd definitely, caution against get-rich-quick schemes. They normally don't work out well. You can get lucky, but that's more like a gambling rather than actual investing.
And speaking of perhaps this this kind of caution, I think for a lot of young people, if they're looking for advice on just about anything, you know, anything that they're not too sure of, they tend to turn to the likes of online resources or social media. So we see a lot of young investors looking for advice on the likes of TikTok, YouTube. I've even seen it cropping up quite a bit on Reddit myself. But in terms of being cautious, just how trustworthy would you say the financial advice from these kind of sources is?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much information available on the internet these days and through different social channels that it can be actually really confusing to know what you can trust and what you can't trust. And I think at the end of the day, it is really, really great for young people to do research online and to get a bit of an understanding. But ultimately, they really should find a trusted professional that they can trust, that they can talk to their, you know, they can talk about their individual goals and their individual circumstances, and that that professional can help to guide them on where they should be heading. And in terms of some criteria for looking for that professional, the main one is that the professional has either achieved what they want to achieve in their life or has been able to help a lot of Australians to achieve what they want to achieve. So I think that the most important thing is to sift through all the noise and try and find someone that's very reputable, very respected, has a really good track record of helping others to do exactly what you want to do. Then that is going to help to, you know, help to make sure that you actually mitigate a lot of your risk and avoid the mistakes that you'll make if you try and do it on your own. You know, a lot of, if you're looking at property investing, you know, mortgage brokers will give you that help for free. If you're looking at investing in shares, then obviously maybe you might need some help from a financial planner, or you might want to research and start looking at ETFs and things that just to ease yourself into the market in that direction.
Well, Marissa, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, your insight into this one this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.